I'm Ricky Norwood. You might know me as an actor from EastEnders, but I've had an interest in music with a message since I first heard Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up. Over the next hour, we're going to be exploring how music is being used as a method of protest, speaking with British artists about the issues they care about. So let's meet some young musicians who have been getting into the spirit of protest at the Amnesty Protest Song Competition. I am here with Harris Academy Pearly.
Our song is called Protection. The main message is just telling people who are getting bullied that you're not alone and there's still people who can help, so you shouldn't suffer in silence.
My name's Isla Ratcliffe. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Edinburgh. My song is called Death Row and it was inspired by Troy Davis's story. Troy Davis was executed in September 2011 and there was a lot of doubt about whether he was guilty or not.
My name is Troy.
What was really amazing was hearing, like, you know, 10 and 11-year-old children singing about the experience of 10 and 11-year-old children being child soldiers.
So the name of the piece is called...
How's This Fair? It's, like, about young people going to war, but they shouldn't, because they've hardly started their life.
Oh, how's this even fair?
I broke my PS3, now I've got Nintendo Wii. I'm a little Western boy, so innocent and coy.
I'm called Gypsy's Anchor, and we've been together about 2 years. It's about child soldiers fighting the war in the Congo.
Children, put away your gun. Mothers, hide your daughters and sons. Cameras, spread the word.
If you have a burning issue, what's to stop you from making some noise?
I'd just encourage anyone to become involved and realise the power that you have as an individual. You really do. Use that, use your voice in whatever way is natural to you. Make a piece of work or go to a meeting and believe in your power to use your voice and make it be heard.
To find out how you can get involved and enter Amnesty's competition, go to amnesty.org.uk/youthawards.